This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's not just consumers who need and increasingly can't get credit in this economy. We learned this morning home builders were feeling just a little bit better about things in June than they felt in May. That data is from the National Association of Home Builders, which says one big reason home builders are upbeat is that there's still a whole lot of demand for what they do, given how little supply there is for their finished product. But builders do face some challenges, not least of which, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, is getting a loan.
Home builders have been on a wild ride since the early days of the pandemic. Back then, they had a lot of trouble getting building materials because of the congested supply chain. They had a hard time finding workers because of the tight labor market. And getting a loan was the least of their concerns.
You had interest rates that were lower. You had, you had rent growth that was just exploding across the market.
That's John Kirk, managing director of Embry, an apartment construction company based in San Antonio. He says as a result, banks felt safe lending to builders. But then, about a year ago, Kirk says things started to change.
You have the interest rates that are rising. They rose so quick. You have rent growth. You know, it went from 10% one quarter down to 3% the next quarter. So it trailed off really fast.
As a result, construction loans suddenly looked riskier, and lenders got more cautious. Odetta Kushi is deputy chief economist at First American. She says the bank failures that happened earlier this year made lenders even more nervous, especially after customers at some banks pulled out their deposits.
As long as the fear of deposit flight keeps banks sort of on the conservative side of risk management, we might see this tightening in lending standards for construction loans.
Kushi says there's still plenty of demand for new housing right now, especially since rising mortgage rates have kept a lot of existing homes off the market. But Kushi says the lending slowdown could start to make home builders pull back.
The way that we would see that is a slower new project pipeline. So maybe less groundbreaking on new homes than would have otherwise occurred if we were in a normal lending environment.
That's already started to happen with urban developments, says John Kirk, the apartment builder. That's because high rises with hundreds of units are expensive to build, so they require a lot of borrowing.
They're just not getting done, just because of the total capitalization of how big they are.
Kirk says that means housing supply could fall further in 2 or 3 years when those buildings would have otherwise come onto the market. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.